How much of our historic legacy is contained in the structures we build for ourselves? When a historic building is destroyed, something is lost that can't be regained, and that concern is part of what drives the Historic Hawaii Foundation every year to add to its list of Hawaii's most endangered historic places and urge the public to join in the preservation effort. Foundation Executive Director Kirsten Faulkner is with us this morning. Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning, Chris.
And places are more than buildings in your listing, right?
Absolutely. We're looking at the full range of sites, buildings, structures, and communities that reflect the history of Hawaii. We want people to really think about the places that shape both our everyday experiences, but also the great moments in history, and think about how that shapes us as a people and as a culture.
And they don't have to be beautiful monuments either. I notice you have Quonset huts on your list this year.
I think it's important that we don't confuse things we like with things that we can learn from.
Yeah.
And historic places tell us a story. They tell us about the people, the events, the trends, the issues, the wins, the losses, the good, the bad, the ugly. Mm-hmm. And they're not always pretty. And so we can learn and be inspired by the full range of our history, not just the pretty parts.
You learn about a lot about a period just from looking at a building as something as very clearly 1930s structure, turn of the 20th century. Just even that, the way the styles of architecture can reveal a great deal, can't they?
Those periods of history, those periods of significance are so representational of the needs of the time. And so the Quonset huts, for example, came out of World War II and the need for fast, cheap, mobile buildings because
right.
it was wartime.
Yeah.
And so that's reflected in the industrial nature of those buildings and also their adaptability, how they could be used for many, many, many purposes.
They go up quickly. It's more than a tent, but less than a building.
Exactly.
But they shelter you from the wind and the rain.
And they have a certain style all their own.
Yes.
So the Quonset huts at Pohakaloa Training Area on Hawaii Island made the list this year, and it's sort of an unusual choice. We wanted to be able to talk about that period of time and that period of building and what it meant. And looking not only at them as individual structures, but as a collective, as more than the sum of their parts.
Which was true in a lot of ways of some of your other selections as well. I mean, I'm thinking of the church on Hawaii Island that had to be moved twice to get out of the way of the lava flow.
The Star of the Sea Church,
yeah.
Originally from Kalapana. It's one of the two painted churches on Hawaii Island and dates from the 1930s. And you're right, when the lava flow was coming into Kalapana in 1990, this was one of the buildings that they picked up, put on a flatbed truck, took down Highway 130 and found a new home for it. And it's threatened once again, this time not by lava, but by neglect, by vandalism, by just lack of maintenance. So it needs some help. It needs some love.
Which is especially too bad because of all the effort that went into getting it where it is now. So since it got moved, there wasn't really anyone to take care of it?
Like a lot of churches and temples and other sacred places, the congregation has dwindled over the years. And buildings especially need occupants. They need people who are in them, actively using them, regularly investing in the maintenance and the care. So neglect and vacancy is one of the biggest threats to our historic places. This particular one is a favorite of tourists. You know, it's on this main road. People can stop in, get their picture taken. It's transitioned from being more of a local church to also being a tourist destination and attraction. But with that comes challenges. You know, you need to have bathrooms for tourists. You need to have places for parking. You need to have amenities for them. And, you know, maybe that's part of the solution as well. When we bring in new constituents and new people who can contribute, then there's a partnership opportunity that could come out of that.
Which would be because if the very fact of it's becoming a tourist attraction leads to its destruction, that just sends the wrong message in every possible way, doesn't it?
There are basically two threats to historic places. One is neglect, which we've already talked about,
right.
But the other is being loved to death. When you have too many people extracting too much.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have that appropriate balance between enough to take care of it, but not so much that it just overwhelms the site.
You know, we inevitably, I think of a conversation we had on the show just the other day about the Waikiki Natatorium, which is an example of pretty much everything you're talking about, including the message that's sent when you have kind of a ruin in the middle of a tourist area, right?
It sends a horrible message about what we value.
Yeah.
And the Natatorium has been on the most endangered historic places list since 2005. It was on the very first list. And every few years, we revisit it and say, yes, it's still there, but yes, it's still endangered. And the fact that this is the centennial of World War I, and that's a World War I memorial, I think resonates with a lot of people. Because really, a lot of the memorials in particular, and we just talked about the Blaisdell Center as a memorial, but that is our embodiment of memory. And when the memories fade, when the people who lived through World War I or now World War II and even more recent events, when they're no longer with us, when we no longer have that living memory, all we have is societal memory, all we have is community memory, and those places tell those stories. So when the last World War I veteran is no longer with us, when the last World War II veteran is no longer with us, those memorials take on special significance because otherwise we forget. Our memories are short.
Kirsten, I really like the way you that phrase, the embodiment of memory, because you can't just let memories exist in the cloud, to use a sort of computer term, right? It needs to be embodied. And, you know, with the Natatorium reminds us that 10,000 people from Hawaii, a territory at the time, volunteered to fight in a European war. Why would you do that? I mean, it's a sign of an enormous loyalty to the nation and to its causes. You know, that's a statement in itself, right?
It is. And, you know, the other amazing thing about the Natatorium as a war memorial is its living aspect, that it was a swimming pool. It
as
was
a
place as a function. It was a place of community gathering, a place of expressing life. And to live life and have a community gathering place as a way to remember what we were fighting for. And I think that was a very important part of that particular memorial. So these historic places, of course, are often very beautiful. You know, the Painted Church is a wonderful example. They're representational of the people and places that reflected what was happening at the time. For example, on this year's list, we have the Lihue Shell Station, which was designed by Guy Nelson Rothwell in 1930. And the Garden Island newspaper on Kauai did a front page story calling it the most handsome service station in the islands.
It really
is. And it is. And even all these years later, you can look at it and see the shape of a Hawaiian hale. You can think about a time when cars were unusual. There were, you know, only a few cars on the island of Kauai, but there's a service station to take care of them. And our needs have changed, right? But the building lives on.
Well, just seeing that as on your list really brought a smile, Kirsten. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Me too. Kirsten Faulkner is the Executive Director of the Historic Hawaii Foundation, which will present the 2015 additions to its list of Hawaii's most endangered historic places at a public event this Friday at 5:30 at the IBM Building's courtyard on Alabuana Boulevard in Honolulu. The event will feature an overview of the threatened historic sites and discussions on how the public can help save them. And you can learn more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.